Hello and welcome back to Radio Webstream's Theme Day Germany.
I am Lauren.
And I am Clarissa. Today, we are eager to hear your stories and opinions about this country. Afterwards, we will share our own experience and answer your questions. Just write us an email and tell us, what do you imagine Germany to be like? What would you like to know more about? And in how far do you expect Germany to be different from your home country? Here's our first mail from Parsons in Kansas.
Hello, Radio Webstream. I would like to travel to Germany someday. It is where over 50% of the world's fairy tales take place. Germany has the Black Forest and that beautiful castle that starts with an N, which I can't spell, but I saw a postcard of it once, and dang, I couldn't breathe. I would also like to find out what Germany would consider traditional food. Regards, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle, for your mail. Traditional German food. Apart from maybe Bratwurst, this might be a little hard to pinpoint.
I would say that traditional food is more like a regional thing in Germany. In the northern areas, there's a lot of fish, for example. While you will find the stereotypical Weißwurst in Bavaria only.
Yeah, there's probably as much culinary variety as there are different regions in Germany. They all have something worthwhile to offer. As you mentioned in your mail, Michelle, Germany has a long, interesting history. Being located in the center of Europe, which used to be the very cradle of change in politics, society, discoveries, and more.
I have to say, now that I reread the first paragraph of your email, don't imagine Germany to be like an enchanted forest from a fairy tale, full of castles and magic everywhere. It's as modern a country as any other. The sights are there, of course, but they don't reflect what modern life in Germany looks like.
By the way, the castle name you look for is Neuschwanstein. And yes, it is beautiful.
As would testify those loads and loads of Asian visitors every day.
There surely is a reason why Disney picked it as a model to their animated movie castles. Oh, here's another mail.
Hi, Radio Webstream. I'm Jamie from Ohio. And I would like to get to know German holidays a bit better. It seems like every American knows about Oktoberfest. And I think, oh my goodness, people. The only thing you celebrate about this entire culture is the fact that some people over there drink beer? Really? I write about German Christmas traditions for children, and those sounded kind of cute.
Okay, so it seems like we have to say thank you to Jamie for appreciating German holidays other than Oktoberfest. It's indeed kind of funny that all the world seems to know about one festival that takes place in only one place in Germany, whereas you hardly hear people talking about traditions that are common all over Germany.
Oh, I think what Jamie might be referring to in terms of the Christmas traditions is Nikolaus, a day named after its patron saint, Nicholas. It's celebrated as early as December the 6th, actually. And there's a nice custom to it, not exclusively for children. They put their boots out on a doormat on the evening before so that St. Nicholas,
aka their parents,
can put sweets or small gifts into during the night.
But of course, there are lots of other Christmas traditions in Germany. You might have heard about Christmas markets, for example.
Or traditional Christmas food.
Oh yes, can't you just smell the goose slowly roasting in the oven? And the red cabbage. I can literally taste it right now. So juicy, a little sour, and simply tasty.
Oh man, why do we keep coming back to food anyway?
Maybe we should take a small break and get us a snack.
Or maybe we should move on to our next mail.
Hi Radio Webstream. I have high expectations for Germany. I expect it to be very posh and upscale. I expect people to have an air about them. To tell you the truth, I have this crazy idea that everyone is tall, thin, and look like supermodels. Things seem to be more perfect in Europe, especially Germany, since they are known for being the richest European country. Regards from Alabama, Haley.
Wow! Thanks, Haley, for thinking we're supermodels here. But do you really mean we look like Heidi Klum and Claudia Schiffer? They may be famous German supermodels, but to tell you the truth, we're just as normal as the people in other countries. Man,
And here I expected Americans would think we're fat from drinking too much beer and eating bratwurst.
I'm not sure about the idea of being the richest country either. I don't know. What with all those unemployed folks here who just wait for their heart's fear? Just so you know, that's the monthly unemployment money. But wait, I almost forgot our Chancellor Angela Merkel. According to Forbes magazine, she's among the most powerful persons in the whole world. Well, Germany's really politically and economically one of the major powers in Europe. And we do have one of the best healthcare here.
All right. Next maze just arrived.
Hi, Radio Webstream. I'm Ben from Oregon, doing an internship in Germany now. The public transportation's just great here. It's so easy to get from one point to another. In the US, we need a car for almost everything. Also, here they would watch a soccer game during the noontime in the city, in a bar or so. All in all, I do enjoy the atmosphere in Germany. I feel like Germany's awake all the time. It's a never-ending cycle of life going on. It's definitely different from what I'm used to, but in the long run, it seems to be a great country. Greetings from Düsseldorf.
Thanks for your mail, Ben. But public transportation's great. We may have a good transportation arrangement across the country. The problem is, they seem to ignore the point of punctuality. I don't want to count how many times I already missed my connections.
Lauren, please don't get caught up in your own experience right now.
Okay. You're right, Ben. Actually, public transportation is indeed great because it applies for all Germany. And unfortunately, you can't say that in the States.
Ole, ole, ole. Oliver Kahn, Michael Ballack, Bastian Schweinsteiger. Just to name a few famous soccer players from Germany here. And you're right. Soccer is Germany's most favorite sport. There's nothing better than watching a soccer game with friends, relatives, or among other fans. Cheering for the beloved soccer team while drinking beer just seems to create a great atmosphere. Everyone loves it. I think even small villages have their own soccer club.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time in Düsseldorf, Ben. Germany can really be a lovely place. It depends on where you live, though. Without a doubt, Düsseldorf is one good example. Another city I need to mention here is Germany's capital, Berlin. That city simply rocks.
Brilliant mail so far. We're looking forward for more, so we'll be right back after just a little break.